To an older generation, he would always be the little boy standing bravely at attention on the day his father, the President of the United States, was laid to rest. To his own generation, John F. Kennedy, Jr. was handsome and humble, wealthy and compassionate, a natural aristocrat with a common touch. Declining the obvious political advantages which his name and pedigree provided, he instead chose to make his mark as the editor of a magazine that treated politics as a sport for spectators. An ever-attendant media chronicled his romances and eventual marriage to Carolyn Bessette, but the inner man remained elusive to all but his closest friends and family. On the evening of July 16, 1999, John Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and Carolyn's sister Lauren Bessette were flying in John's single-engine plane from New York to Martha's Vineyard, where Lauren was spending the weekend. The Kennedys were to fly on to Hyannis to attend the marriage of John's cousin the following day. It was a hazy evening, and John, a licensed pilot but one inexperienced in nighttime flying, was at the controls. They planned to arrive at Martha's Vineyard at about 10 that night. They never got there.
The Crown Prince of Camelot, missing and feared dead in a plane crash off Martha's Vineyard.
Dan Rather was emotional as he broke the news to the nation over CBS.
The fate of John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife Carolyn and her older sister Lauren, still unknown at this hour. The only son of our 35th president carried the banner of his family's legacy. As a small boy, John John's brave salute to his father won the hearts of the world. An intense air and sea search has the world holding its breath and hoping against hope.
Now, in an all-too-familiar ritual, the members of the fabled Kennedy clan gathered to mourn a family tragedy, while the rest of the nation stood watch in a mix of empathy and fascination.
Divers today found the bodies of John Kennedy, his wife and her sister, in the wreckage of his plane at the bottom of the ocean off Martha's Vineyard. CBS's coverage begins with Byron Pitts on Martha's Vineyard. Byron?
With the help of an underwater camera, John Kennedy Jr.'s body was reportedly found first last night, still in the plane's cabin. His wife and sister-in-law were not located until today. This afternoon, Senator Ted Kennedy, his two sons, Congressman Patrick Kennedy and Ted Kennedy Jr., went out to the crash site to see for themselves the fate of their loved ones. The gruesome end of a search that started Saturday with Coast Guard cutters and Navy ships covering some 9,000 square miles of dark, deep ocean between Rhode Island and Martha's Vineyard. It all ended 7 miles southwest of Gay Head, what should have been only minutes from the Martha's Vineyard airport.
An autopsy revealed that they had died instantly in the crash. The ashes of John, Carolyn, and Lauren were scattered in the ocean. America's prince had grown into a man who seemed to have all which was truly worth having. Everything, as it turned out, except the gift of years.